From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama orders restrictions and sanctions for Russians and Ukrainians. An urgent call for UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Lawmakers in Crimea have voted in favor of the Ukrainian region becoming part of Russia. Thursday's vote by the Moscow-backed Crimean parliament came as European Union leaders gathered for an emergency summit in Brussels to discuss how best to pressure Russia to back down from its military incursion into Crimea. The government of Crimea, with a majority Russian population, says it is scheduling a referendum for March 16th on whether to join Russia. Interim Ukrainian President Alexander Turchynov suspended the powers of the Crimean parliament, calling its decision a farce and accusing the Russian military of organizing the vote. President Obama says the U.S. considers the upcoming referendum on Ukraine's future illegal. He's ordered restrictions on U.S. visas and financial sanctions for Russians and Ukrainians who are impeding the democratic process in Ukraine.
The proposed referendum on the future of Crimea would violate the Ukrainian constitution and violate international law. Any discussion about the future of Ukraine must include the legitimate government of Ukraine. In 2014, we are well beyond the days when borders can be redrawn over the heads of democratic leaders.
Elsewhere, direct efforts to end the crisis continued Thursday when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met again with Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Rome. Mr. Lavrov said there is still no agreement between Moscow and Washington. The top U.N. human rights official, Navi Pillay, is calling for an independent international investigation into human rights violations in Ukraine. Lisa Schlein has details.
Pillay called for an independent investigation into all human rights violations that have taken place in Ukraine in recent months.
These include killings, disappearances, arbitrary detentions, torture, and ill treatment. I strongly believe that respect for human rights norms and standards, building a society that is inclusive of the rights of all, is key to finding a peaceful and durable solution to the current crisis.
Pillay said that a senior human rights officer has been sent to Ukraine and other staff members would follow. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A NATO airstrike killed five Afghan soldiers and wounded at least 17 others Thursday in the eastern province of Logar. A spokeswoman for the U.S.-led international forces in Afghanistan says the troops were accidentally killed during a military operation. An investigation is underway. A spokesman for Afghan President Hamid Karzai condemned the attack. Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif met Thursday with Taliban representatives in an attempt to energize faltering talks aimed at ending the country's insurgency. Prime Minister Sharif stressed that it is his religious, national, moral, and constitutional duty to rid the country of terrorism and bring peace to the nation. The foreign minister of the Central African Republic is asking the UN Security Council to quickly send a UN peacekeeping force to his country, warning it could be infiltrated by international terrorist groups. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Toussaint Kongo-Doudou urged the 15-nation Security Council to quickly authorize a robust peacekeeping force for his country, saying a delay will only cost more lives. He's heard here through an interpreter.
We need to act now to avoid Central Africa falling more and more into chaos and becoming a potential breeding ground for international terrorism. This is not far off.
He said they have seen elements of the Sudan-based Janjaweed militias already involved in abuses carried out by the predominantly Muslim Seleka rebels. He also warned of threats from Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb and said that the Nigerian group Boko Haram is again not far off. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
The Libyan government says Niger extradited Saadi Gaddafi, the son of the late Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. He arrived Thursday and is now in a jail in Tripoli. The younger Gaddafi fled to Niger following the NATO-backed uprising that ousted and killed his father in 2011. Saadi is wanted by Libya for alleged corruption and armed intimidation as head of the Libyan Football Federation. Cuba's accepted a European Union invitation to begin talks on improving ties. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez says Cuba is willing to discuss human rights as part of discussions that would end what it considers a one-sided relationship with Europe. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the internet at voanews.com.